I'm just going to say this. Let's just kind of dissect this whole situation real quick here. First off, I'll give you my thoughts on what happened here. Magic Johnson, first off, this was not a good fit. This was not a good job for him. This is not Magic Johnson's personality. I'll just read to you a tweet from NBA Insider, ESPN NBA Insider, Adrian Wojnarowski. This is what Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted last night. Quote, since taking over as president of the Lakers, Magic Johnson never fully committed to the job. Often he was traveling away from the team. His office hours were limited. He didn't do a lot of scouting. Running an NBA team takes a tremendous commitment of time and energy. Spot on. Magic Johnson was not the right man for this job, because to be a president of basketball operations, you're going to have to be a bit cutthroat. You are going to have to fire some people in some pretty important positions with your franchise. You are going to have to let go some players that you may have developed a pretty good relationship with. It is cutthroat. Your job as a manager, your job as president, your job as any head of any organization in business is to not be a friend. Yeah, that comes along with the job. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to do the job. And as the head of an organization, the job can get a bit ugly at times. And that is not who Irvin Magic Johnson is. I agreed with Magic stepping down. Because if you know that you're not doing a good job, and if you know that this position is not who you are, and you know that you're it's weighing on you and you're stressed out and you aren't happy, well, you have to remove yourself from that situation. This was not a great fit. He did it for the right reasons. I'll say that. Magic Johnson made this move to step down for the right reasons. But man, did he do it the wrong way. What really struck everybody during that press conference was the fact that, you know, he talked about Jeannie Buss, and Jeannie is like a sister to him. Jeannie Buss, the Lakers owner. They have a really close relationship. Well, if you have this close relationship, you know, wouldn't you think that you could go to Jeannie and voice your reasons why this job is no longer a good fit for you, and you guys can come to a mutual agreement with love that, all right, I need to step away. I love you, but I got to do this for myself. I got to get back to being Magic Johnson. You would think that Jeannie will accept that if you guys are that close, right? So why go behind her back, hold a press conference? And you know, if you watch the presser, there was one point where he said, look, man, somebody's going to have to tell my boss, because I know she's going to be sick, but I knew I couldn't face her face to face and tell her. Okay, under certain circumstances, workplace experts do say that there are valid reasons not to give notice if you're leaving a gig. All right, but you know, and again, some of those reasons, if you're like in an abusive work environment, if you're worried about retaliation, if you're concerned about a new job offer that may be rescinded at the last minute, leaving you high and dry, those are valid reasons not to tell your boss, hey, I'm chugging the deuces and I'm out. But feeling guilty about disappointing your boss, Magic, that does not make the cut. All right. Now, thank goodness they do have a close relationship. Jeannie Buss put out a tweet last night around 11:43 p.m. And she said, Irvin, quote, Irvin, I loved working side by side with you. You've brought us a long way. We will continue the journey. We love you. And then she tweeted out the purple and gold heart emojis. So Jeannie's cool with it, but again, you could have given her a heads up, Irvin. If you guys are that tight, You could have given her a heads up. That's the only problem I had with the press conference yesterday. Magic wasn't a good fit. You heard what Woj had to say. You know, Magic never fully bought in. He didn't put in the work. This is not Magic's not a good president. That's just unfortunately a lot of great athletes in a respective sport. Just pick the sport. Aren't good at managing a franchise. It just doesn't fit their DNA. But you know the other layer I thought about when it comes to this gig? You can't help but think about the legacy and the history of LeBron James when you look at this story. LeBron James has gotten coaches fired. He has turned players away. It's been ugly from a managerial standpoint when discussing LeBron James. LeBron James is going to go down as one of the top three greatest basketball players of all time. He is on the Mount Rushmore of greatest basketball players of all time. I got him two behind Michael Jeffrey Jordan. But when it comes to how LeBron has gone about his off the court managerial, you know, you play with me, I can play with you, then we can win championships. But, you know, I don't really like, you know, that coach over there. You know, maybe we need another coach to come in. You know, David Black gets fired and the drama with Eric Spoelstra earlier on in the Big Three era, right? And now the Lakers weren't able to land a big fish. They were going after Anthony Davis. That whole thing was messy and got shut down. Many people question whether or not in the offseason the Lakers will be able to land a big fish to play with LeBron in the offseason. And now you got to find a new president of basketball operations. Luke Walton is expected to be fired at some point today. That's another thing. Magic, you know, talked about, you know, hey, man, you know, I Luke Walton's a good guy. I got a close relationship with him. You know, I don't really want to fire him. Jeannie Buss, you know, basically gave him free reign, but said, we want to let Luke go. And Magic didn't want to do that. It's not his personality. You know, Magic has been fine when it comes to tampering from the league. And he voiced that, you know, he said, look, man, I don't want to have to be fined. It's because I'm reaching out and saying congratulations, Russell Westbrook, on yet another triple-double season. Or reaching out to Ben Simmons or talking with Giannis Antetokounmpo. You know, Magic wants to get back to that kind of stuff. Being able to tweet when he wants to tweet, to talk to different players out there. Be Magic Johnson. Totally get that. But when it comes to LeBron James, boy, oh boy, the Lakers... I believe the Lakers right now are in a crossroads. They're in an interesting situation. Because you look at it two ways. It's like, all right, do you sell off all of the young talent that you have on this team? Because I think when you look at the young talent on the Lakers, there are some blocks that you can build upon. You know, I don't think Lonzo Ball is terrible. You know, his season was kind of stymied due to the injury. I love Kyle Kuzma. Brandon Ingram isn't bad. Those are some good young pieces that you can build upon. But do you look at it and say, all right, well, LeBron is really in charge now. Let's just sell off these young assets and see if we can bring in a big fish. Because I don't even think if they whatever fish they do bring in, I don't think the Lakers are winning the championship next year. I don't think the year after that or even the year after that. And LeBron's not getting any younger. So from a standpoint, from Jeannie Buss's standpoint, you look at it and say, all right, well, let's give LeBron what he wants and see if we can make a run at this thing. Or do you say, and dare I say it, and I've heard this brought up by a few people, Colin Cowherd made this point that I've been having this conversation in the barbershops the last few weeks. Do you trade LeBron? I know that kind of sounds crazy, right? Yeah, I said it. Do you trade LeBron James? Do you trade one of the greatest basketball players of all time to make sure that you have some kind of foundation when LeBron James does retire? And to that I say, why not? See what you can get for LeBron James, get some draft picks, and build for the future. Because right now, I'm talking about long-term future, because the immediate future does not look great for the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers ain't winning no championship next season, or in my opinion, the next 5 years, unless something drastically happens and you get at least two big-time game changers in the NBA. But right now, what I'm reading, Players don't want to play with LeBron James. I'm sorry, but the quote that Kevin Durant had not too long ago discussing how players don't want to play with LeBron James because there's extra baggage that comes with it, well, it's seeming kind of true right now, isn't it? Heck, LeBron James, did you hear this, Connor? LeBron James is having trouble recruiting players to appear in Space Jam 2. You can't get players to show up to Space Jam 2? Space Jam 1, one of the greatest movies of all time. Featuring Michael Jordan. But you can't get players to act in a movie with you, let alone play with you. I don't know, man. I don't know. This story is interesting on a lot of different levels. And leave it to the NBA to steal the shine from all other sports right now. That was pretty crazy. That was one of the most entertaining nights in NBA history. It really was. Okay. Also, shout out to my Pistons. You got the job done. Let's see if the Pistons can beat the Knicks and solidify your spot in the playoffs. Let's do it, baby. Playoffs. Let's do it, Pistons.